Welcome to Local Focus, a public service of WTZQ. Local Focus brings community partners together to provide news and information on services, charitable organizations, and businesses that are active in the community.
This morning on our Local Focus program, we are going to learn all about Lutheridge, one of our great neighbors right here in Henderson County and just up the road from us. Philippe Ross and Tim Canif-Kuhn here with us from Lutheridge. Good morning, guys.
Good morning,
Mark.
And happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you.
Happy Valentine's Day to you.
Thanks for taking some of your time and visiting with us this morning. So many of us here in Hendersonville, Henderson County, driving up Highway 25, We see a sign out there that says Lutheridge. But we may not know exactly what Lutheridge is all about. This is a great opportunity to learn, isn't it?
Well, we're just real grateful for the opportunity for you having us on the air. I'm relatively new to the organization. Tim has been him and his wife, Mary, have been the spiritual leaders at Lutheridge for about 25 years, I think it is. And it's just a great location.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
What it is it's part of the Novus Way Ministries, and we're part of four Southeast Camp and Conference Centers. We have one on the backside of Sugar Mountain, the Lutheridge here in Asheville. We also have one an hour outside of Atlanta, Tallapoosa, called Luther Ranch, and one down in Florida called Luther Springs. Lutheridge, it's kind of the heart and soul of it. It's been here for 70 years.
Wow. A lot of history.
Yeah, and when it started, it was just out in the middle of nowhere.
And now it's in the middle of somewhere.
It's an oasis in the middle of a suburban area. We have about 150 acres, and it's a camp and conference center that is well used by school groups, business groups, civic groups, church groups. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I think what we really would like for people to know is that it's not a restricted community, that it's really able to be used for community groups as a place to meet and as a place to gather.
And that's really sort of what this is all about also, to let people to know what Lutheridge is all about, but to know that it is open to the public.
It is very much so. And it's, you know, with the camp, that's 2 months out of the year, we have about 1,700 kids running around. But there's 10 months out of the year where we really have an open space. We have wonderful amenities. We can house up to 250 people. We've got a beautiful faith center, which is multipurpose. And we can do events. We can do almost anything, conferences, retreats. Mm. We offer very reasonable rates. And it's just a very open place. We have on-site staff. We have a great chef. And we just really have a good location that when you come in, you really kind of get away. But it's also very convenient. And they just think it's a great place for people to consider when they have these events.
Yeah, I love the idea of course, you're right there. It's sort of in between Asheville and Hendersonville, but you step up into Lutheridge and feel like you're away from all of that.
Yeah, this just provides a place apart, you know, a place to kind of unplug. And it is in the middle of a suburban area. And yet when you get up on the site, you can feel like you're far, far away and have a retreat setting and family gathering.
So is Lutheridge specifically a retreat area or do people live there? How does that work?
Yeah, there is a small residential area.
Okay.
That is a part of the Lutheridge campus. There's about 150 acres of program guest space, and then there's a small residential area, which, again, anyone can live there.
Wow, 150 acres. Mm-hmm. You wouldn't know that just driving right by there.
That's why we always suggest, and what we do is we suggest if people are interested, and I'll give my cell number. If they're interested, have them give me a call on my cell, 828-243-8762. And what I will do is I'll come up, they can come up, and I'll give them a tour. And you really kind of have to come on site to really get the sense of it. I mean, it's to be 5 minutes away from the airport, yet to feel like you're completely in the middle of nature especially for Asheville, which is growth is coming from all sides.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So it's just a wonderful place. Very, very rarely, and Tim and I can both agree, very rarely do people ever come on site, walk around, and not walk away thinking, I should be doing something here. I'm not sure exactly what, but I should be doing something here.
Right. Well, as many nonprofits as we have in our area, and especially if you start tying Buncombe County in with it also, everyone's looking to do something, and they're all looking to do some sort of a fundraiser thing and something different, and why not Lutheridge?
Why not Lutheridge?
Exactly. Now that we realize that. So are there other ways we can find out more? Is there a website or anything we can go to also?
www.lutheridge.org.
Lutheridge.org.
That will lead to the location. And basically the idea is that, you know, we also believe that not only is it a place apart, but it's a place where whatever your needs, whatever the event that you want to have, we are very amenable. We've got a great guest services staff. We have everything on site. We'll really make sure that whatever people need, we're going to make sure that they have a great time and a great opportunity.
Are there still any residential properties available, or are those all taken?
No, there's some residential properties that are available, both for rent and for sale. And, you know, folks can also just drop in. It's right there on the corner of Airport Road and Highway 25, and folks can come on up.
Pull right up in there and see that 150 acres.
Yes.
We also, I mean, there's, the thing that's also wonderful is that, you know, there's about 2 miles of hiking trails on there. You just can walk around. And when you stay there, the one thing I think is also incredible is that when you stay, you know, you go into the lobby, and you go into the lobby in a hotel, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
But there's all these other, there's other people, you're not sure. You come to Lutheridge, you stay at Lutheridge. It's kind of, that lobby's yours. You know everyone there, and you can walk around the campus, and it's a very different feel. So we really think that's a, it's a real special thing that happens for families and groups that come in. And we really want to make sure that anyone who comes in just has a wonderful time and just has the best experience.
Well, there is no doubt that we live in a truly special area. Absolutely. Whether you're in Henderson County or you're Buncombe County or right there in between, like you guys are, a really special area. So to know that there's about 150 acres that is that it ultimately is somewhat preserved right there just makes the area that much better. So again, we can call you, Philippe, at 243-8762.
That's correct.
I'll give that number again as we finish this up. We can also go to lutheridge.org to find out more as well.
That's correct.
So anything else we want to say? Well, we've got a couple minutes left here. Anything else we want to say about the concept and whatever of Lutheridge? Sure.
Yeah, besides just being a place of hosting groups, we offer our own program. So we're coming up on a summer camp program, pretty traditional summer camp program where children come and stay first grade through 12th grade, family camp, grandparents camp, grandparents come with grandchildren.
Wow.
And that the it's a small group model where children stay in a cabin group with, you know, five or six other children and a well-trained and gifted counselor live together for the whole week. And I think the value is, one, just getting kids unplugged and outside, not just an hour a day, but for a whole week to live in community, to and let kids be kids, you know, go outside and play until the street light comes on. And
I remember those days.
Yeah. Well, it's still important.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And we can find out more about those programs and camps on the web.
Lutheridge.org.
Lutheridge.org. Okay.
We also offer adult programs as well. We have our 50 Forward program, which is a program for people 50s and 60s entering the ages of retirement, looking at caregiving and other issues as well. We also do a Wild Women program, which is a spiritual program for women as well. So we really are trying to make sure that we provide services at all times that really meet the needs for the community. So whatever the needs are, you know, we're always open to hearing because we just feel we've been lucky and blessed to have that land as to be stewards, and we want to make sure that we're providing as much as possible.
Well, I'm going to take you up on being able to just drive up there because I have driven past it hundreds of times and wondered what's it like back up in there. I want to drive up in there and see that 150 acres.
Welcome. You'll be amazed.
I'm sure.
I'll reserve a golf cart.
Oh, nice. Very nice. Yes. Very nice. So once again, we can find out more about Lutheridge by going to lutheridge.org. We can find out about those summer camps and things coming up. Not too late to sign up for those, I'm sure.
Nope, not at all.
Fantastic. That's lutheridge.org. If you'd like a personal tour, you can call Philippe Ross at 243-8762.
And also, when you go to the website, we do also have other campsites, Luther Rock, which is, again, up located on Newland, which is on the backside of Sugar Mountain.
Uh-huh.
It's more of an outdoor adventure-type camp, which is beautiful. It's on 750 acres on the backside of Sugar Mountain.
Wow.
We also, if people are down in the Georgia area, again, Tallapoosa, the Luther Ranch is our newest area, and it's got an incredible, beautiful new site, the McKenna Standard Rock Center, which is just almost like it's just a beautiful area as well. So we're really proud of what we've got here, but, you know, we just want people to come call us, talk to us, and just see what we got.
Yeah, so we can find out more about those as well by going to this website, lutheridge.org.
Yes.
Hey, and if you've got an event coming up and you're looking for a great space, why not think about Lutheridge and get more information at lutheridge.org, or again, you can call Philippe at 243-8762. Tim Kenneth Court, thank you so much. And Philippe Ross, thank you guys very much for being here. Thanks for taking the trek over this morning on Valentine's Day. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Mark. Happy Valentine's
Absolutely.
Day.
Absolutely. And thanks for sharing more about Lutheridge. We appreciate it. Once again, folks, find out more by going online to lutheridge.org, or you can call Philippe. He's given his personal cell phone number out to just WTZQ listeners. And that number is 243-8762.